You mentioned before the issue of lifestyle, exercise, nutrition, and breast cancer. And Rowan Chabowski presented the WINS data at the ASCO meeting showing a decreased relapse rate in a randomized trial looking at dietary fat lowering, interestingly, with most of the effects seen in ER-negative patients.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that study?
Well, I think WINS is an exciting study, and I think there are a couple of things about it. First of all, they were able to do the diet and maintain the diet, which is something that people have doubted. Women who stayed on the diet for a year tended to keep staying on it, and they had really, you know, systematic but minimal reinforcement of that. It's very doable. The women also lost some weight. It wasn't a huge amount of weight, but I think they maybe lost 5 or 8 pounds on average, the women in the dietary arm, compared to the other women. So most women would like that, and that may also be an effect. It's a bit unclear to me whether some of these effects are dietary or whether they're weight-related. And, of course, weight is related to a huge area that we're beginning to understand about these metabolic syndromes, where women become insulin-resistant. And we all know that insulin is a mitogen and that there's receptors on breast cancer for insulin. And so the whole area of diet, weight reduction, and exercise, it seems pretty clear from non-randomized studies, observational studies, that exercise, keeping weight down, maybe not so clear about diet, but that exercise and keeping weight down are related to less risk of getting breast cancer and perhaps with less risk of breast cancer recurrence. So it's something really concrete that I think is intuitively to everybody a good thing. You get out there and walk and lose some weight. It's good for your heart. It's good for your bones. It's good for breast cancer. And I think it's something we should all be stressing and studying more.
You know, I think in terms of, yeah, sure, it's like motherhood and apple pie. You can always tell your patient to do that. But, you know, we've known for a long time that it's been demonstrated in breast cancer and now other tumors that patients are willing to go through chemotherapy to reduce their risk of relapse. You know,
but they won't run around the block?
Well, I think that they, I guess my point is, I think if you say to a woman who's going through adjuvant chemotherapy or has primary breast cancer, there's some evidence that maybe your relapse rate can decrease. And that might be a pretty motivated patient. That's very different from saying, well, you know, it's too bad. It'll probably help your heart, et cetera. But to say, hey, you know, there's a randomized trial showing a decrease in relapse rate. Are we at that point? Are you saying that to your patients?
I've always really encouraged my patients to be active during chemotherapy, especially because we've always known they gain weight. And when they come back and they finish their chemotherapy and they're feeling really positive because they've gotten through it and they've gained 10 pounds, even 10 pounds, which doesn't seem like very much, but it's a big deal. They can't get into their clothes. And so for years, I've encouraged people to do things like going to Weight Watchers, to exercise, to go to the gym, not to push themselves, obviously, in some crazy regimen, but to go and do some of the things that they would do when they were not on chemotherapy and in their normal lives that they might do. And I've encouraged them to get rid of things in their lives that they don't like to do and go to the gym if that's what they want to do. And so I think it's something that, you know, maybe we don't do enough of, but I think it's been an ongoing piece of advice by many of us, primarily because of the weight gain chemotherapy issue that certainly I got started on talking to patients about that. But I think we can only tell it to them more. And I think increasingly the women themselves have the idea that if they can keep up an exercise regimen or things like that, that it's personally motivating and helpful and that they feel better. And so I see a lot of patients who come in with that really as a goal. And yeah, I think we could encourage that a whole lot more.